Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. A federal panel is going to recommend changes to building standards to improve the safety of skyscrapers. This report is the result of a three-year-long study of the design and operation and ultimately the destruction of the World Trade Towers in New York. The panel hopes the changes will make tall buildings safer during terrorist attacks and natural disasters. Joining us is Marketplace's John Dimsdale at Marketplace's Washington Bureau. John, fill us in on the recommendations, please.
Well, this was done under the auspices of the National Institutes of Standards. The report's not due out till tomorrow, but the details are in this morning's New York Times. The panel did computer models of what happened to the Twin Towers on September 11th, 2001, to find the structural weaknesses in the buildings. They looked at the evacuations and the number and the accessibility of the stairways. They conclude that tall buildings need tougher minimums for fire-resistant steel girders and concrete floors. They need more robust elevator shafts that could survive a power outage, for example, in order to take first responders to the upper floors and get people who can't use stairs down to safety. They say stairways need wider exits and building managers need better plans for getting people out of skyscrapers faster.
You know, I remember a study of building safety that I read years ago, and it turned out that the single biggest factor in getting safely out of a building is the design of the staircases, and that all the building people more or less know this, but really safe staircases, that is wide and with long steps and everything, they cost money, and that's why there aren't more of them. Now you're talking about even more elaborate construction standards.
That's right. Wider stairways cut into the usable space for offices or apartments. And, you know, builders generally feel that, you know, you shouldn't be addressing terrorism with more elaborate building standards, that, you know, you can't build buildings to totally withstand an airplane attack. But on the other hand, there are other benefits to improve standards.
Right. You know, there are fires in buildings and natural disasters.
Exactly. And natural disasters, and they lose power, and evacuations can be triggered by lots of events, and it's just good common sense to improve the management and operation of huge buildings. But this will have to be subject to cost-benefit analysis.
And what's going to happen to the recommendations now?
State and local building code enforcers, fire protection associations are all going to have to decide how to apply them into construction requirements. Landlords and tenant groups will have to consider beefing up evacuation plans. And with all this publicity, there's probably going to be some public pressure to make city workplaces and apartment buildings safer. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we take a look at who's paying for congressional travel to exotic vacation spots and why.
Thank you, John Dimsdale of Marketplace from American Public Media.